And now this is a dictation for Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Gronda, G-R-O-N-D-A, December 1444, addresses a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Gear, G-E-E-R-N-P, 810-244-0226. Dear Mrs. Gear, follow up for Mrs. Gronda. Chronic kidney disease, small kidneys without obstruction, underlying congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction. Last visit in October, denies hospital visit. Comes accompanied with son and daughter. Follows cardiology, Dr. Kreposman. Some nausea, no vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Appetite is down, soft stools, no bleeding, tongue incontinence, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Obesity comes in a wheelchair, electrical, other review system done, comes accompanied with son and daughter. Medication list review, I want to highlight Lasix, Metolazone 2 days a week, Entresto, anticoagulation Eliquis, next paragraph, blood pressure by nurse 112 over 70, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, morbid obesity, minor lower extremity edema, not significant. She's very awake, alert to intestine 3. Normal speech. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, high potassium, metabolic acidosis, very high BUN creatinine. A repeat, however, creatinine down to 1.88, representing a GFR 27, previously 24. Persistent high potassium and metabolic acidosis, there is anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, slowly progressive, bilateral small kidneys, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction. We discuss one more time at length the meaning of advanced renal failure. When the time comes, she wants to do dialysis. We do dialysis based on symptoms, usually GFR less than 15. No indication today. Continue salt restriction diuretics. We discuss about anemia, presently no EPO treatment. Watch diet for potassium and phosphorus. Start Renvela as a phosphorus binder. Chemistry is on a monthly basis. We discuss about an AV fistula. We discuss about peritoneal dialysis. However, she's significantly obese on the abdomen. Still, could be done. It's not an absolute contraindication. Given her urinary symptoms, we are going to do kidney bladder drop, kidney bladder ultrasound to rule out urinary retention. They have done already the SMART class, but they still have a lot of questions. I will encourage her to do it again. They're asking if she can be off the metolazone. I will not oppose, but they will have to check daily weights and make sure that respiratory status or edema doesn't get worse to avoid pulmonary edema hospital admission. The last echo available is October last year, ejection fraction 45%, otherwise no major abnormalities. plan to see her back on the next 3-4 months or also discuss at length with the patient, family members. This was a complex, prolonged visit, end of dictation.